Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
It's just you and me today.
It is. We haven't had a you and I in a long time.
I know. Well, and before we get too deep in this, you know, here we come out of daylight savings time. I know a couple days ago.
Not okay.
Well, so here's an interesting statistic. People can look this up anywhere. The number of car crashes, the number of heart attacks, the number of people that don't show up for work is the highest on the Monday right after daylight savings.
Really?
Time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, really quick, I just want to, since we mentioned daylight savings, it looks like there was a split vote for the Oregon Senate passed to switch to standard time if other West Coast states do. So it looks like the Senate, it was a 16-14 vote on Senate Bill 1548.
That's a pretty split vote.
It was. And it looks like, so Kim Thatcher is the one that pushed this vote or this bill, but it lacked the votes in February. To switch to standard time, the bill was changed to add a trigger clause that would make the proposal go into effect if California and Washington also switched to standard time.
How many times have we as a state done whatever the two on either side of us do?
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I get it. A lot of people don't care either way. It sucks that that's the clause, though. Like, well, we'll just do whatever Washington and California does.
Yeah.
Coming from a Republican legislator. So that was a little disappointing.
But, you know, on the flip side of that, if we're going to do this, so Brenda, my sister who co-founded King Cancer, Brenda lives in Arizona.
Right.
They do not flip back and forth.
No.
So for 6 months, if I call her at the same time for 6 months, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That is a West Coast state.
Yes.
But if we're going to do this, and basically from the California border to the Canadian border is now the same time,
mm-hmm.
I can see why that would be added in as a reason for
yes.
it, right?
But there's only two states that do the standard time.
Yeah, and one's on the East Coast. Now, what would make it even more frustrating, the southern part of Oregon wouldn't be a big deal. But can you imagine if you live in Portland and then you have to go to Vancouver, and the time changes as you cross the river.
Yeah.
That would be annoying.
But I will say, I was exhausted on Monday.
Oh,
like, not okay.
You were pretty exhausted Monday.
All right, you guys. Well, stay tuned, and we're going to talk more about the shooting that happened.
Yeah.
Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
You know, half an hour ago, you mentioned a pretty devastating event that occurred in our city recently.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here looking at the article. This is from the Salem Reporter. Is that correct?
Correct.
The title is so unfortunate because it's actually a quote. The quote says, "The kid died in my lap," unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Witnesses describe tragedy mayhem as three shot in Bush's pasture park.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's we talk on our Kansas show about correlation causation.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a fact that it just happened, but it's unfortunate this shooting occurred the day after that event at the Elsinore Theater to talk about the violence in our city.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unfortunate that it did occur that
way. I think what got me the most is that these are children.
Oh, yeah. The ages?
I have.
They're all teenagers.
Yeah. I have a 16-year-old in my home, and I have a 15-year-old, or 14-year-old, who's almost 15, and I couldn't imagine either one of them having a gun, let alone shooting, injuring, and killing.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking. I just don't even really have words for it.
I'm just scanning this article really quick, and it says that police pronounced the boy dead just before 2 p.m. He appeared no older than 15 years old.
Yeah.
And only because of some of the things I do in the community, I had an appointment with a friend of mine whose businesses was just south of this area.
Mm-hmm.
And at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was calling her just, you know, are we still on?
Yeah.
I knew that at 1:30 she had an appointment at the doctor at Salem Hospital.
Right.
And she said, and it was via text, but she said, no, I'm at the hospital. We're under lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so our 3 o'clock got canceled.
Yeah.
And what had happened was the shooter had left the park and then headed towards the hospital, and they didn't know where he was at on the campus at the hospital, and so they locked the whole hospital down. But I also know that because of where he was at in the Bush Park, they also locked South Salem High School down.
Yeah, and these were students of South Salem High School, correct? I think they left the campus, went to Bush Park.
I believe so.
Kind of maybe during lunch or something, hung out, and then this all just unfolded.
And if you know that part of town, if you keep going south up High Street, there's an elementary school up there, McKinley Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
McKinley Elementary got locked down as well. I have a friend who has a kid at the elementary school. And this is just so devastating because her son is 10, and her son has lived through a pandemic, having to wear a mask, having to not go to school, having to deal with shootings that he sees on the news, and now her 10-year-old son is scared to go to school because he was in a lockdown.
Yeah.
What are we putting our children through in our society? It's just really unfortunate.
It is. I mean, I'm glad that they went into lockdown because I can understand.
Oh, I am too.
Better safe than
too.
Sorry. But the fact that we have to deal with these things, and yeah, what a traumatizing for the children, especially in elementary school.
Yeah, 10 years old.
My goodness. Okay, well, let's pick up more, a little bit more on this. We're going to scan the article a little bit more and dig out some more details. So stay tuned, you guys. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio, and we are talking about the shooting that happened where between three teens, one was shot dead and two were injured. It looks like witnesses reported hearing several gunshots and then seeing teens just kind of scatter in several different directions. It's just heartbreaking.
It is. There's a part of this article that I thought would be interesting just to read
because
there's a gentleman who's quoted here. His name is Paul Stanley. And he was out walking his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's interesting to read what he said happened. These are all his words. He says, "The kid died in my lap. He had been walking his dog, said he saw two, quote, kids approaching a group of, quote, kids that were sitting on a bench. Suddenly, there was shooting." And then in Paul's words, he says, "I went running over to help the kid that went down. These guys were running off. It's a shame that the kids don't understand life is so precious."
It truly is.
And I know that early in the article, by the time the police got there, here's Paul with mud on his knees because he's holding this kid as this kid dies in his arms.
Mm-hmm. How devastating.
Yeah, how devastating.
Kids don't truly understand the value of life. One of my boys was talking about how there was a fight at a mall, and people were just sitting there recording while two kids beat up on another one. And he was like, you want to see the recording that I got? And it was like,
no, I don't.
No. It was like, I don't think you understand. One wrong hit to the face or one wrong kick to the face, anything like that, it could kill the kid.
Yeah.
It could, like, you don't understand the power that you have when you're beating on somebody, and it's not okay, let alone shooting.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, and this is slightly off topic, but they have actually called the National Guard in up in New York on the subways because of the amount of violence that's occurring in the subways. And they
really?
Were showing a little clip on the news, and it's just so random. Here's this guy, he's playing his cello, I think, and he's just providing music in the subways.
Right.
And somebody randomly walks up, and they're showing the video, picks a brick up, slams this guy in the back of the head and walks away. Like, it looks totally unprovoked, no reason at all.
Yeah.
Have we really got to the point that life has no value and now we can just shoot because we can shoot?
Right.
It's really unfortunate what occurred.
It is. It's mind-boggling to wrap your mind around, like, this is where we're at.
And this is our city.
Right here.
This is our city.
So sad. All right, back to you, Dan. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM. Let's turn this around.
Let's do that. Those last two segments were unfortunate realities of our city right now.
Depressing.
And very depressing. I am excited that in a couple days we're going to have Mayor candidate Julie Hoy in to talk about
this. We've had her in a few times. And if you guys have any questions that you would like us to ask her, don't hesitate to email me, amanda@kslm.news, and we will do our best to ask her those questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Homeless is an issue. This violence is an issue. But on a little lighter note, have you seen the weather forecast for this weekend?
I am so ready to
70-degree weather?
Yes, I'm so excited for better weather.
Well, for those that have known me from our Kicking Cancer Care show and things I do in the community, I started doing these about 6 years ago. I started doing these little mud runs.
Mm-hmm.
And I injured my ankle, so I took a little time off from it. But I'm excited that this Saturday, I'm going up to a pumpkin patch just south of Portland to do a mud run.
Oh, fun.
It's a 5K, 3 miles, 19 obstacles. I'll be a little chocolate person at the end.
Yep.
But I'm going to wear my green Kicking Cancer shirt because it's the St. Paddy's Day run.
Oh,
it's called the Dirty Leprechaun.
Okay. Well, good luck and have so much fun.
So what are you going to do with this new nice weather coming back?
I'm going to work on my home.
Oh, that's right. You have a house now.
Yes, we have a house now. We've been there since November, and I just want to get some things planted in the ground. I guess it's probably way too early for that, but get my yard ready, mow the lawn. We want to start pressure washing and just getting everything up and going, wash the windows.
Are you thrilled that you're in a house versus an apartment?
Oh, my gosh. It's such a breath of fresh air, and especially with the nice weather. I'm so excited. Anytime it's nice, I'm like, boys, go mow the lawn. Because I love just the look of the fresh lawn cut and just.
Do you guys have room for flowers?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have a room for. I've always done flowers in a little garden at our old place, but it was so small and we didn't have the best of light.
Yeah.
And now my yard gets full sunshine in one area where I have garden beds already at. So I'm going to work on getting those cleaned up and just everything ready just for the summer and the beautiful weather.
Nice.
I'm really excited for the nice weather. I need it.
Well, what's really funny is on Sunday, so I'm going to do this Dirty Leprechaun on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Sunday, my wife is going to do the Shamrock Run.
Okay.
And then afterwards, we're going to fly to Arizona.
Oh.
It's time to check up on Brenda down in Arizona.
Yeah.
But I did a little check on the weather. I'm going to leave Portland, and it'll be 74 degrees in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And when I land in Arizona, it's going to be 74 degrees in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's random.
It's very, very weird.
My Grammy lives in Arizona, too.
What city does she live in?
I'm not really sure.
Somewhere in the Phoenix area, maybe?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about golf clubs.
No, I think Tucson.
Oh,
area.
So, okay. Tucson's a whole different city, but very fun.
Yes.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm excited. We're going to take our golf clubs down and do a little.
Yeah, enjoy the beautiful sunshine.
Yeah.
I love it.
So you're gonna hear a few shows that we are going to pre-record because I won't be here with you.
No worries at all. That's the beautiful thing
about
pre-recording.
You went to Band in the cold, and I'm going to go to Arizona in the heat, but we both took some R&R time.
Much, much needed. So. All right, you guys. Well, we're going to sign off. You have a great, beautiful day, and we're going to send it to Dan Bongino. All right,
bye,
guys.
Good day, guys.